discuss the pricing with you and if you have other more questions, all right? His name is Charlie.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Candace?
Yes.
Hey, Candace, how's it going in your neck of the woods?
It's going.
Well, happy holidays first and most. I hope you're having a great week. I know you were speaking with Giselle, my mapping coordinator. Did you have any questions on how the service worked for you guys?
No, I don't.
Okay. Are you guys currently doing anything? Have you submitted anything out to Google yet or got a business profile? I do see you have a Yelp listing.
I've got someone that does my marketing.
Okay. And what are they doing for you?
I have no idea.
Okay. So do you have somebody that's in-house? Do you have a company that's doing this for you?
Yeah, I have a company.
Okay. And how long have you been with them?
For 2 years.
For 2 years now? Okay. And are you, like, in a contract with them or?
No.
Okay. So you're just month to month. And with the company that you're with, are you seeing the results that you're liking with them? Or, I mean, I know you don't have any idea what they're doing, but are you seeing results happening with that?
I see more results happening with Marketplace, and I do my own Marketplace ads.
Mm-hmm. You do your own Marketplace ads?
Yes.
Okay. So are they running an advertisement for you on Facebook or no? Or are they just trying to populate you with Google?
I think they're just trying to do Google.
Okay. Okay. So go ahead.
So we operate in like 18 different states.
Okay.
And they told me that we need to concentrate in one state and then expand into other states, which I don't understand that.
Okay.
And so I've tried to listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
And so we haven't gotten sales in other states like we have in the past.
Gotcha. And how are you getting sales? How are people finding you in other states?
Just on Marketplace.
Okay, so you were doing Marketplace stuff. Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I mean, typically with just Google itself, you're not going to populate in other states. So I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, so, and that's why I asked, like, what are they doing? Because for you, if you're targeting such a wide base and they're just trying to populate you to the first page with your Google business profile, I mean, you're only getting 10 to 15 miles from there. You're not getting the reach at all to push you into like a 50 or 100 mile radius even around your area. So that's why I was wondering, like, you know, what are you doing? Well, let me ask you, I'll be able to tell you what you're doing just by the price of what you're paying. How much are you paying them to do that?
$600 a month.
Ooh. Yeah, that's a steep price. Okay. Let me see what you got going on here. So I usually when a price is that high, they're doing some type of advertising on Google for you. So let me just make sure. So I see your Google business profile. What's one of the best services you guys do?
Metal buildings.
Like you build them?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Sorry about that. Okay. Okay, let's see here. So you're A to Z. carports and buildings. Okay. So you build like storage units for consumers, is that correct?
And businesses.
And businesses. Okay.
We do commercials and residential.
Okay. Where do you see that you get the most customers, commercial or residential?
Probably residential.
Yeah, I would think so too. I just know because my dad has 2 acres in Washington, and he has like 14 car garage. Now he didn't build it like you guys build it, but I understand like the market that you guys are trying to go after for sure. So when I look here just for like metal buildings, like help me understand just a little bit more. If you're searching for a company like yourself, what would you search on the internet for it? Are you just searching like metal buildings? Are you searching like maybe like a garage door, storage units? How would somebody search for your service?
Metal garage, metal carport.
Okay, carports.
We do RV covers, boat covers.
Okay. Okay. So, perfect. Oh, okay. So, one, when I type in just metal garage and I type in, you know, Roane County, North Carolina, you guys populate on the first page. You're the A to Z carports and buildings. Okay. The problem that I see is you're over spending to just have your Google business profile on the first page. This is only getting you 10 to 15 miles. Like you're not even there. I mean, just for like metal garage, there's nothing that's being paid for in an advertisement at all. You're just organically getting pushed to that first page. And that's why you're not receiving the calls that you want, because with a Google business profile itself, you're not able to pinpoint certain cities and zip codes and areas like that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll be really honest with you. I don't know if they have it. They call what's called like a Google guaranteed. It doesn't look like they do. But what I would do if I were you is the only thing that Google can do for you is push you out into a 100-mile radius. They don't do things where, unless you have other locations that there's a firm, let's say a state, let's say like in Tennessee, if you do work in Tennessee, if there's stuff there, like a firm address there that you can put a Google business profile there, that's where they would start that radius. But other than that, you wouldn't be able to just go across all 18 states with just the one address that you have. It only pushes you out to about 100 miles.
Okay. So
yeah.
What do you suggest?
I would suggest, it's up to you. We can do Google advertising for you. It would be less than what you are getting right now, and it would be for more. So for us, we do Google advertising for $4.49. We are Google Channel partners as well. So what that means is that any of the services that you offer, like let's just say metal garages, anybody that searches, you know, company that builds metal garages near me, you would populate on that first page within that 100 miles, and you would be able to, somebody would be able to call you right then and there. With the Google business profile, you're really not getting much. Now we do help you there and populate you and make sure you guys are getting, reviews as you guys are already doing. We do help you in other areas with Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, and Apple. But if you want us to do a Facebook marketplace, because I know that's where you really want, it's actually a little cheaper. That's only $2.99 month to month. So we take off the Google advertising and we do the Facebook with the Google business profile. Now we're able to retarget people who are searching for your services. And we can place that in specific cities and zip codes as well. So that's some more if that's more feasible for you as well. I mean, you're getting more for less, but you're also getting more with a Google Channel partner as well. And we advertise for the retargeting campaign, we do $100 in that $299 to your advertising budget. So you're not having to pay anything more. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but so I like to target like North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Tennessee.
Okay.
Is that something y'all can do?
Let me see if we can do that. I want to give you a straight answer too. I don't want to say yes and then, you know, you cancel your service, you go with us, and we can't do it. That's not right. So let me see.
Right. And I don't know how some companies do the sponsor ads because I keep trying to do that and can't do it.
With Google?
Like when you're on Facebook?
Uh-huh.
They do like a sponsored ad. And I think, and I'm sure you have to pay something to do a sponsored ad, but I can't ever do a sponsored ad.
Yeah, I mean, we can help you with that. We know how to do that here, so we can set it up and then we can run it for you. But it's really just making sure that you can get in front of the customers. Okay.
Right.
Okay, so I just got confirmation. We can sponsor those states for you. So with the Facebook advertising, we can sponsor that. So that way, if anybody does search your services, we can retarget them as well on there. Okay.
All
right. So also too, I will say, reason why Giselle reached out to you is we are a Google Channel partner. So for us, we can't, that means we have to abide by strict Google guidelines. We can't work with everybody. So we only work with one company per industry per area. So once we do fill this listing, we actually close it out and we can't work with anybody else who does what you do. That being said, I'm sure you'd like to take advantage of it. That way we can start really getting you populated in the areas you want to be found in, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So I'm just going to verify everything with you really quickly. I have the A to Z carports and buildings. That's correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then for the address itself, I have 4330 MT Hope Church Road. Is that correct?
Right.
And then is that Salisbury? Did I say that right?
Salisbury.
Salisbury. Okay. North Carolina, 28146. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then the zip code is 28146?
Correct.
But
now,
the
I work out of my home, so.
That's fine. Okay.
The last time we did it, I think they hid my address or something, but it showed up as, I don't know how they did it.
So,
but, I mean, I don't care. I have people come to my house all the time.
Okay. If you want us to hide it, we can hide it. So you already have a Google Business profile, but I'm just reading that I can see the address. That's actually where I got it from. So if you want it to be hidden, I can hide it. And the only thing that would populate is the city, the state, and the zip code. It's really up to you. I don't want people just showing up to your house if you don't want them to.
No, that's okay. It doesn't matter.
The more the merrier. Welcome on in. Okay. And then the phone number is still the 7980747, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then, Candace, what's your last name?
A-Man. Like, A-Man came into your office.
So, A-M-A-N?
Correct.
Okay. A-Man. Okay. Candace A-Man. All right. That's unique. What's your email address?
It's my first name, Candace. And then my last name,
Amen.
At yahoo.com.
At Yahoo. Okay. Let me make sure I have everything correct here for you too. What specific cities do you target in Tennessee?
We do every city in Tennessee. We do all Tennessee, all of Georgia, all of South Carolina, all of West Virginia.
Georgia, you said.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
And then all of North Carolina, I'm guessing. It's okay. You're okay. My fiance was sick the other day too, and the last thing to go was the cough. She still has like the little mucus and cough, and I'm just like, she's like, this is killing me. And I'm like, I know.
No.
You just kind of have to go through it. Okay.
I slept all day Sunday, and I'm never, ever like that.
Yeah. Sleep is always the best to, you know, have your body heal itself for sure. But for the states, I have Tennessee. I have you want to do West Virginia. Also, too, you want to do Georgia, North Carolina. Am I missing one?
Okay. Repeat that again. Georgia.
Tennessee.
South Carolina.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. South Carolina. I'm sorry. I didn't put South Carolina.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I have Tennessee, West Virginia, Georgia. I know West Virginia is the state, but Georgia, North Carolina, and then South Carolina.
That's it.
Perfect. Okay. And then, so I have that here. What would you like to secure the listing with, Candace? Are you going to put it on an A to Z Carport and Buildings credit card, or are you going to put it on a debit card?
Yes. Yeah. I've got an A to Z credit card.
A to Z credit card. Okay. And on the, just the name itself, does it have Candace, Amen, and then A to Z, or is it just the A to Z?
Okay, it has Candace, Amen, but then underneath that it has A to Z.
Perfect. Okay. And then the billing address, is it the same, the 4330 address?
Yes.
Okay. And then is it a MasterCard, Visa, Discover, American Express?
A Visa.
A Visa. Okay. And then I'm ready whenever you are.
4802.
Mm-hmm.
1387.
Mm-hmm.
1624.
Mm-hmm.
6327.
Okay, can I read this back to you?
Yes.
Okay, I have 4802, 1387, 1624, 6327. Is that correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay, and then your expiration dates?
0327.
Okay, and then the security code?
108.
Okay, and then Candace, what I'm going to do here before I make any, you know, purchases here, I'm going to set up a security question. So this is going to secure your account with us. So we're always going to ask you this. That way you always know it's us calling. Also, too, it's going to protect us because we always know that we're talking to you. We never share or sell your information. So I have three questions. You can have one of them. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
The city I was born in.
City you were born in. And what city is that?
It's Salisbury.
Oh, okay. So born and raised and stayed in there, huh?
Right.
Yeah. Awesome. That's awesome. Okay, let me just make sure I have that correct for you here. Okay. Now, before I make the purchases, what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk you through voice verification, Candace. So this is just another added protection for you we have to do for the Google Channel partnerships. This is just going to outline the service agreement for you. This will be sent to you to your email as well once everything is processed, so that way you have it for your records, okay?
Okay.
Okay. If you don't understand something or you want to ask me a question, just say, hey, Charlie, what do you mean by that? And then I will go ahead and rephrase it for you or ask you again. I just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before I do anything, okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection to you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
A to Z Carports and Buildings.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Candace Alien, an owner.
Awesome. You are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Correct.
Awesome. And then you are the authorized user on the billing account, right?
Correct.
Awesome. Candace, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So that's the city you were born in, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. You do agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I have a customer service line here. My tech team is going to call you. I'm going to set up an onboarding call with them so that way they can, I'm going to send them all the notes too, but they're just going to verify and make sure that we have everything correct so that way you're populating for the services and in the areas you want to target. I'm going to email you this number. Now, I can give it to you now as well, and you can write it down. It's just up to you what you want me to do for that number. Do you want it right now?
Yeah, you can just email it.
Okay, perfect. Okay. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah, you mentioned that you're with that other company. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is December 20th, in the non-refundable amount of the $299. Now, when the second agreement is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 20th in the amount of $299. This is a recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877-635-6225 number that I'm going to email to you. To prevent your charges for the next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal cancellations?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to set up an onboarding call with you, Candace. Do you prefer, I know you're sick, but do you prefer to do that later on today, or do you prefer to do that tomorrow?
Let's do tomorrow.
Okay, that way you can sleep in today. Okay. Do you want to do, I just made the transaction. Everything's good on our part here. So one, I want to say congratulations on, you know, going with the Google Channel partner. We're going to help you out, get into the areas you want to, and get some calls coming in for the services you offer. For the time for tomorrow, do you want to do 10 a.m. tomorrow?
That'll be awesome.
Okay, 10 a.m. I'm going to send you an email. Now, I apologize, but we did send you a couple text messages here. You might have received either one or three of them. One of them says, Candace, thanks for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file, and then it says, click here, and it's a localsplash.com/terms with your phone number. Can you click that?
Okay.
That's just our terms of agreement. So there's two buttons on the bottom. One is I want to receive text messages. I would say yes. because that's going to allow you to get updates. And then the other one's just saying that you are the card authorization holder. You're going to sign your name, and then it's going to take you to a login form. Just let me know when you're there.
Okay. Hang on. Did you say that data one, thank you for choosing like a flash with a copy of your invoice?
Yes. There's a link right there that says my.localsplash.com/terms. That's the one you need to click on.
Click that one, please. Click here.
Yeah.
Okay. I agree. I certify.
And then you're going to go to a login form. So just let me know when you're there.
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay. Perfect.
What's my username?
So the username and password, my onboarding team is going to create this for you. They're going to give that to you tomorrow. This is going to be your dashboard.
Okay.
So cool thing about this too, Candace, is this comes with a fully customized dashboard. Well, you'll be able to see how many calls you're getting, how many clicks you're getting. You'll be able to track the calls. Also too, it's going to have your Facebook campaign on there, and we'll be able to show you how well that's doing as well. Okay?
Okay, will y'all be able to log into my Facebook?
Good question. We're not going to take any credentials from you with a username and password. My tech team is going to walk you through that process, but all you're going to do is you're just going to add us to your Facebook as a partner. So basically it's telling Facebook that we're working with you on this matter.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, right. And then it'll allow us to run the advertisements out, and then we can post for you too every other week. That's what we would do as well.
Awesome. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Now, everything is set up here. I did send you an email to the one we have on file. It's just a Google Calendar saying that we have our meeting for tomorrow at 10 a.m. If you want to confirm and hit yes, just tell in my tech team that everybody's on the same page on what time to get there.
Okay, so where do I do that at?
I sent it to your email.
Email. Okay. Where does action needed?
It might say what does it say? It might say an unknown sender, because that's the first time I emailed you. You might want to click that and just say confirm, because it'll have Charlie Mollenkamp, which is me, and it'll have my Local Splash deal, and it'll have a Google Calendar.
Okay, I got...
Read me the headlines. I'll be able to walk you through it.
I got action needed, pictures needed to go. I got welcome to Local Splash.
Okay.
I got initial invoice.
Okay. And that's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Try to refresh one more time and then see if it comes in through that way. I know sometimes it takes a little while with the Google Calendars.
That's all I got.
No, don't have pink eye anymore.
It looks better.
Do I have pink eye? So.
How cute. How old? Is that your daughter?
yeah.
So cute.
Her adoption was just finalized in October.
Oh, okay. Congratulations. You adopted?
Yeah. I've had her since she was 7 months old, and she was 4 in May.
How cute. Well, congratulations on that. I know that's a very tough deal. I know my nephew just turned 7 in November, so they grow fast. Enjoy them while you can.
Yeah. I had three boys and
okay.
Did not know what I was getting into with girls.
It's a different breed for sure.
Yes, definitely.
That's hilarious. So, but I have everything here, Candace. I don't know if you were able to get the Google Calendar. Check your spam folder. Let's see if it's in there.
Okay.
If not, it's okay. My tech team is still going to call you at 10 a.m. if you just want to maybe put it on your calendar. This really more for them, so that way they know.
Yeah, it was in spam.
Okay, perfect.
This is at 7 a.m.
Yes, Pacific Standard Time. I'm sorry. So it is 10 a.m. your time, though. Yeah, sorry about that. No, it's fine. Pacific Standard Time is 7 a.m. and then Eastern Mountain is Eastern is 10, Mountain 9, and then Central. Mountain it'd be 8.
Okay, I did. Yes.
Perfect. Okay, I have everything here. I'm going to get started working on your account with my tech team, and then that way when they call you tomorrow, they're going to call you anywhere from 10 to 10:15, okay?
Okay.
And they're going to call you from the 877 number. Now, I did want to make a gesture here really quickly. With the company that you are with, you can go ahead and cancel that that. You don't have to pay that $600 anymore. We're going to take care of it for you, okay?
All right.
All right, Candace.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Get better, and then we'll call you tomorrow, and hopefully you feel a lot better tomorrow, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. No problem. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.